Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with the second of three candidates for Indianola mayor, the March 2nd special election, Michelle Steen. Indianola holding a special election for the position of mayor on March 2nd. And first of all, what went into your decision to want to run for mayor, and why do you think that you are qualified to run for the city of Indianola?
Hello, I'm Michelle Steen, and my grandfather was mayor in the 60s and died in office, and I'm sure there was a special election to find a new mayor for him, but I've been involved with many important projects in Indianola, interacting with children, teens, and adults. I've been on prestigious boards locally, which is like Kiwanis, and also the Warren County Child Abuse Prevention Council. I've helped start a recovery program, helped save a building, helped start a school. Everything I do has pretty much been to help people in Indianola or Warren County.
All right, and what type of personality traits would you say make you qualified for the position of mayor, as well as you went through kind of the positions that you've been in and all those qualifications? What type of personality do you think you'd bring to the position of mayor if elected?
Well, I know people get tired of hearing the word passion or passionate, but I do feel a strong sense of wanting to help people. My personality is I don't back down. If there's something that I see needing done, I tend to not stop. If I've joined into something and other people drop out, I'm usually still there. So I guess I'm just a determined person.
Well, speaking of the city of Indianola, what do you think that it currently does well that you'd like to help continue, and what do you think you'd like to improve upon if elected mayor?
The city of Indianola is really good at, especially now, looking and seeing areas in the city that need improvement. There's been a lot of the term kicking the can down the road in the city and the county, and that has to stop. I appreciate people who are busy fixing the things that have needed fixed for a long time.
Where do you see the position of the role of mayor? I know that's been kind of a contested issue over the past couple of years or so. Do you see it as more of an ambassador, as a policymaker, I guess? Where do you view the position of mayor?
I see the position of mayor as an ambassador, a face of the city, and also when there's issues that may cause some confusion or people maybe don't agree, just a chance to explain what the reasoning is and how it really will be helpful. I started a blog site called Full Steen Ahead, and it's a chance to help inform people without them having to actually speak out. A lot of people are afraid to do that, and I do want to get people involved in the council meetings and what's going on in town.
We'll talk a little bit about what you think your interactions with the Indianola City Council would be and during council meetings, and how you want to approach that.
Okay. Usually, in the type of government Indianola has, the mayor runs the buildings, runs the meetings, and is able to just veto or sign what the council puts into law or whatever they decide. I see the mayor's role in that as being supportive of what their decisions are. Whether I would agree with it or not, the mayor would support the decision of the council. I think that's where the city residents would come in, so that they speak up and let their views be known.
All right, and is there any other thing that you would like the voters of Indianola to know as we wrap up this interview?
Well, I would just like the chance to be mayor for the few months remaining in Mr. Kelly Shaw's term. After that, we would see how it goes if I would run again. I just want a chance. I just want to support the city and help see the city flourish.
Once again, that was Indianola Mayor candidate Michelle Steen. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.